Which side do you represent, counsel?
Your Honor, I risk for granted in court.
Would somebody go see if they can find counsel for petitioner, please? All right, counsel, we'll, we'll hear argument from the respondent. He lives across the street. He works across the street. It shouldn't be very hard to find him. Go ahead.
May it please the court, Mr. Mark T. Mitchell will present argument for respondent.
On July 30th, 1979, Spindletop Oil and Gas filed a direct attack on the 1979 tax roll of the Garner Independent School District and Parker County. Parker County having a contract with the Garner Independent School District to collect ad valorem taxes. Although prevailing upon every liability issue extant in the lawsuit, both in the trial court and in the Court of Civil Appeals, that is that Parker County, although valuing mineral interests owned by Spindletop Oil and Gas at 100% of fair market value, failed to value the real property in the district at its fair market value. Nevertheless, the assessment upon which that tax plan was based is now currently standing because of the judgment of the Court of Civil Appeals. The plaintiffs, which not only included Spindletop, but a class of plaintiffs that were certified pursuant to Rule 42 of the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure, proved to the trial court that a deliberate plan or scheme to undervalue certain property in the district existed in Parker County, and that it operated to the substantial harm of not only Spindletop, but also the class of plaintiffs. The class of plaintiffs were individuals, corporations, partnerships, which owned by dollar value more oil and gas properties in the district than real property located within the district. Despite these findings, the Court of Civil Appeals designated a remedy which I do not believe corresponds with the remedy which has been announced by this court in the cases of Whelan versus State and Wittenberg versus State, which were cited in my brief. Instead, it granted a permanent injunction from certification or implementation, or a temporary injunction from certification and implementation of the 1979 rule, based upon the fact that it was a deliberate plan or scheme to omit omit real property from the rolls. However, it directed Spindletop Oil and Gas and the class of plaintiffs so designated to pay 1979 taxes as assessed, giving them a...
Counselor, would you stand behind the table, please?
As assessed, granting them instead a credit against 1980 taxes, 49% to go to the class of plaintiffs as well as Spindletop, 1% of that credit to be divided pro rata among the class of plaintiffs to pay attorney's fees and court costs. I believe this remedy to be deficient under the series of cases that have